getting on the donkey. They begin to wave palm branches and to shout Hosanna. Now, the first thing you might want to note, palms were probably not native to Jerusalem. So it appears somebody brought them. There may be more planning to this than meets the eye. That's interpretive, of course. But what's Jesus' reaction to Hosanna and palm branches? See, I'm going to suggest that for many, if not most in the crowd, those palm branches, when Jesus got on that donkey, those palm branches were a way of saying, let's go get the Romans! We'll fight for you, Jesus! Let's go get them! Now! Kill them! Hosanna, save us! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, like Judah Maccabee! Kill him! On a previous Palm Sunday, something very similar had happened, and a Jewish would-be Messiah stood on the top of the Mount of Olives, said, I'll raise my hands, you guys run down, the walls will fall, you destroy the Romans, God will fight for you, and Jerusalem will fall. His mob came screaming down the mountain, shouting, Hosanna. The Roman soldiers in the towers across saw them. The Roman legions were loosed, and 6,000 Jews were slaughtered. And the leader escaped out into the desert, or maybe not, because there's two stories like that. One of them that happened was caught, and his head was put in a cage and hung over the gate of the city as it rotted away. 50 years later, still hanging there to say, don't you kill the Romans. But understand that it is likely that at least part of Jesus' reaction was to cry, don't Hosanna me! I'm not a Maccabee! I'm not a zealot! I didn't come to kill! I came to die! Don't you get it? Love your enemy! Pray for those who persecute you. Don't wave palm branches at me. That's not who I am. And if you don't think so, listen to what he says in his weeping. If only you had known what would bring you peace. But they're recognizing Jesus, aren't they? But as what? Your enemies will hem you in on every side and will dash you and your children to the ground because you did not recognize God's coming. Now, that could refer to those who weren't Hosanna-ing Jesus. It could also refer equally well to those who are Hosanna-ing him because they want him to kill. From a Jewish point of view, that whole thing was a call for blood. And Jesus weeping was the cry of a teacher, a pastor, a rabbi, who's saying, I spent 3.5 years trying to show you not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, declares the Lord. Now, I've got a couple of thoughts, and I mean this with all sincerity and love. What do you do in your church on Palm Sunday? Do you wave palm branches at him? Do you sing Hosanna? Is there an irony in this or what? Now, be careful. Hosanna doesn't have to mean kill. Hosanna can mean, God, save us by sending your son Jesus to be our lamb. Palm branches are the sign of a victorious Messiah, son of God. Just be sure you mean the right thing.